Okay, you know, you really can't open a newspaper these days without reading of the latest great controversy that is tearing the botany world in half. I don't know if that's true, but we've got to get this first fella out here some way. He is a rogue botanist, and he may be alone in thinking that Jurassic Park features the second most exciting life form on this planet, i.e. skin and bone. Plants is where the action at, he says. So let's get him out here and have him take a shot at that absurd notion. Please welcome the rocking botanist, Mr. Paul Simons. Paul, you're a botanist. When we were approached and said, do you want Paul Simons, the botanist? We said, sure, botany. There's some good television right there. What is the deal? Are you just an eccentric, or is there a lot of fun to be had with plants?
No, the problem with plants is we just think of them as vegetables, but this is a...
Oh, that makes all the difference.
This is a safari park. These are sensitive green creatures. If you fondle them each day, they're sensitive. They'll grow thick and lush.
You're trying to paint yourself as an...
They have a rampant sex life, you can't believe. But they live on a...
Stevie Wonder nearly went broke selling albums about them, as I remember. But why should they interest me? What's eccentric? What's weird about them? Give me some...
Well, take a look at this thing over here. This is the Venus flytrap.
But that's just a prop. That's not... Is that really...
It's not stage fright, but this really is like the John Selwyn drummer of the plant kingdom. It's all mouth, no teeth.
Yeah.
And it will eat. It depends on meat. And it's got sensitive little fibres in it.
Yeah.
And as soon as you touch them, it sends a nerve-like electric signal and snaps the prey shut.
I mean, I think we've all, you know, we've all seen how and see these working. But what can plants actually eat? Is it just, you know, little maggots and teeny flies?
Well, this thing in the wild would eat anything from fleas, spiders, a couple of little midges. But there's one in Borneo. It's called the... rat-catching pitcher plant of Borneo, and you can actually see that they've been caught with rats in them, rats that big.
Is this one of the things you brought on picture? Janet?
There it is, yeah. It looks...
How
like
big
it.
Is that?
Well, it's 5 litres, about that, it's about what? A foot and a half tall, and it looks like a small toilet bowl, except it doesn't have a flush in it. And in fact, you can see it's got a lid on it as well.
But, really, a lid?
But carnivorous plants like that, they've got a mouth, they've got a gullet, they've got a stomach, they've got everything that we've got, except they don't have a bottom. It's the one thing that plants have never managed to evolve. So they suffer from chronic constipation.
A plant does?
Yeah. And they get very small.